You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Today, I've got a dentist appointment just for the usual cleaning, you know, and checkup and stuff like that. And I forgot to ask you how things went when you fired your dentist.
Oh, that's right. I did tell. I didn't actually talk to the dentist. I just talked to the hygienist because I was due for x-rays. And I said, you know what? I'm going to skip the x-rays this time because I'm leaving you guys. And once I start at the new place, they're going to do full x-rays. And I just try and avoid some of that radiation. It got a little awkward for a few minutes. But then it was just like business as usual. And she cleaned away and said, well, it was a pleasure having you here. And I got my free toothbrush and walked out. But yeah, it was time.
They didn't find more cavities this time?
No. And again, I mean, they didn't do the x-rays, so they weren't able to look inside, but everything's pretty good with my teeth right now.
Yeah, I was just wondering, as I looked on my calendar, I saw that I had an appointment today, and I'm like, oh, I forgot Jeremy was going to fire his dentist.
Yeah, I'm out of there.
So.
Busy night last night. Reed started baseball now, so baseball's back in session, so had to take him to his first practice. You can tell he's not as into it as he is basketball. He is a basketball kid. But yeah, he's back out there. He's got some buddies. He's playing ball. So we're going to go play catch in the park and work on a few things.
This is not T-ball, right? They actually
This is actually the first year, I think, of kid pitch. So they'll actually have a kid up there pitching versus coach pitch. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. They kind of tried out last night. All of them tried out for pitcher.
The first year of kid pitch, here's my warning to any parents who've got their kids going into that for the first time. Be prepared for a lot of walks.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And make sure they have their helmet on because you're probably going to get hit a lot, too.
But the ball's not coming in that fast.
Not that fast. No, it's not.
So well, good. Good for him.
Kind of fun to start that back up. Speaking of old Reed Areno, I do want to give you a heads up. That Thursday, he'll be joining me here in the studio. Because, yes, it is Take Your Kid to Work Day.
But you have joined me in mocking this for years.
I have, very much so.
And now suddenly you're doing it.
Because we see the kids around the station that come in with, like, our salespeople and our HR people, and they look bored as hell. This is Reed's last year of elementary school. He's got a month left.
Yeah.
I've been at this station for almost 19 years, and neither one of my kids have ever been down to the radio station. So I caved.
Hold on. They've never even walked in?
Never walked into any building that we've been in. They have never been down to the radio station. Can you believe it? I know. So,
Is that right? Dad
is completely right. So dad guilt completely kicked in.
Well, that's a different matter. I didn't know they'd never been.
They've never been down here. So I can't tell you how excited this kid is to come down on Thursday and hang at the station, be in a radio studio. He's been bragging to all of his buddies he's going to be here. So I did want to give you a heads up on that.
Ah, that's cool.
Yeah, I think it's going to be kind of neat. It's going to be cool, and he'd like to get on the air a couple times. I was like, I'm sure we can make that happen. It's Boys Against the Girls Day, so I was like, maybe you can do the little Boys Against the Girls announcement live, since that's actually you on the recording.
Don't screw it up, Reed.
Don't screw it up. But it's actually kind of cute. But he keeps quizzing me like on the exact time that we have to get up in the morning. He's like, so can I get up at like 4 or 4:15? I was like, no, man. I get up at 3:30. You're going to be up with me. This is going to be like a legit work day for you. You're going to pack a little lunch the night before.
Do you think it's possible that 3:30, 3:45 might roll around and he'll just open one eye from his bed and say,
I thought that too. I thought he
was going to
be
like, go without me.
Pass. Yeah, I definitely thought about that. But
hey, look,
it's
all the crap I give, Take Your Kids to Work Day, I'll clarify. A lot of things that I say get misconstrued. I answered an email last night from somebody who totally misconstrued something that I, in fact, said something that I never said.
Oh, geez.
So I am not anti your kids ever showing up at work. I'm saying this to the general public.
Yeah.
I'm against the Take Your Kids to Work Day where kids come out of class to go do it. That's what I have a problem with. My son used to come hang out at the radio station quite a bit, but he stayed in the jock lounge. He'd come in and help me do stuff in the studio. I wasn't fawning him off on the rest of the staff. You know,
right? Yeah, I'm not going to be doing that. And yeah, he is missing school to come do this.
Yeah, Dominic grew up in a radio station. There's just no doubt about it. But he never missed school for it, and that's my only beef.
Yeah.
That's my only beef with it. It's like, take your kid to play with the stapler day.
Yeah.
And it's the, almost like the forced merriment thing. I just don't like kids missing school.
Yeah, I think it's different. Reed will be missing school to be here, but I think it's different. Like, if you're taking your kid into, no offense at anybody that works in, like, HR or sales, I keep mentioning those. I mean, they're just really going to sit there. I feel like this is a pretty unique experience for a kid, too, to come see a radio station.
Yeah, like,
and be in a studio all morning. This is a unique experience.
If a parent is a firefighter, that's exciting for them to
yes,
go do.
Yes, very much so. Very, very
but
much
I
so.
But I still wouldn't take them out of school.
The funny thing is like, I mean, I'll probably zip out of here by 11 o'clock on Thursday. So I've already told him, I was like, you know, we'll be done probably by 11. I'll just take you back to school.
That's a great idea.
You can have your morning, and you can get back for, you know, your growing and changing class.
I am.